What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For more details, go to the website sunshinefm.ws.
We might know him as the smiling face presenting Channel 7's popular Sunrise program, or as the co-host of Where Are They Now? But long before the small screen beckoned, David Kosh was gaining recognition as a finance expert. In a survey conducted by Money Management newspaper, his peers named him as one of the 10 most influential people of all time in the financial services industry. He's written several practical books on family and business financial management, and in this week's new idea, he's beginning a four-part series that's been dubbed Koshy's Debt Diet. He joins me on the phone now. David Kosh, welcome to 98.5 Sunshine FM.
How are you, sir?
Not too badly at all. Now, we keep hearing that Australia, and especially Western Australia, is experiencing wonderful economic growth, but it doesn't seem to be reflected in our personal finances, does it?
Well, I suppose it sort of has because we've had such steady jobs and low unemployment. There's a real shortage of labour out there, so it's pretty easy to keep to get a job and also to keep it. Also, money is so freely available that we're almost being hosed down with money from the banks and the credit card companies and the like, sending a letter saying, gee, you know, very pleased to let you know that we've upped your limit on your credit card. Terrific. Didn't even ask for it. And that's all because of the strength of the economy. The problem is, I think, that we've taken those two things have probably lured us into a false sense of security, and we're spending up to a point where I think debt is starting to control the lives of many Australians. Debt's good if it works for you and you control it. When it gets out of control and starts, you start worrying about it, you start getting narky phone calls, you're not reducing your balance on your credit card each month, then it starts to become a real issue. And I think a lot of people have fallen into that trap.
Well, when finances start to get tight and we get that letter saying, oh, listen, you can have plenty more money, and we see the latest gadget out there, it's very easy to sign that form and just send it back and just go off and get what we want. But it is a real trap.
It is incredibly convenient to use credit. It's convenient because it gives you a sense that you can afford something now, and then there is the delayed realisation that, hey, you're going to have to pay this off at some time. And also, when little tricks start appearing, like the minimum monthly balance that you're asked to pay back on your credit card, a lot of people don't realise this, the banks and the credit card companies have basically halved that minimum over the last year or so. And whereas a lot of people pay the minimum monthly balance and they say, well, that must cover the interest. Well, it doesn't even go anywhere near covering the interest. So if you just pay your minimum monthly balance and put no more on your credit card, no more purchases, you are still getting deeper and deeper into debt. And this is the thing, because interest rates on credit cards are 16 to 24% at the high end. That is a lot of money to be paying on top of your purchases, and that bargain at the time becomes very expensive when you add the interest costs on it.
I suppose we got lured into that because interest rates were very low, but they've crept up, and it's now costing us a lot more to service that debt. And as you say, with just paying that minimum, we're never going to get to doing anything about the principle of it.
Exactly right, and that's why we've done this sort of four-part series, a new idea, the sort of debt diet, debt busting diet to get onto, because now you can't keep ignoring it. You've got to take action, and it's not that hard, but you've got to, number one, make the realization yourself that you've got to do something about it, that enough's enough. And the first step is really to write it all down. You know, how much do you owe? I know everyone says, oh, I've got it in my head, but do you really know when you're at your home loan and your different credit cards and maybe a bit of an overdraft account, what does it all add up to and how much interest are you paying per month and then work it out per year on that debt? And you soon realise that it takes a hell of a lot of money just to pay the interest off. And you can tackle it in a couple of ways. you can change your spending habits, and that's about doing a family budget. I know it sounds boring, but sit down, write down what you spend all your money on, and then you start to focus on where you can cut back. It's a matter of working out what credit card is best for you. You might be using a credit card that doesn't match your spending habits, and you're paying a higher interest rate than you really need to. And then the next step is after you've cut your spending down and your costs, it might be a matter in this sort of strong employment economy of earning extra income, you know, getting a second job, a part-time job, and the money you earn from that just goes directly into paying off that debt balance.
It's interesting you're saying getting the right credit card for you, because everyone that is providing a credit card would like to tell you that theirs is the best for you. How do we go about deciding what's best? We're looking at interest-free periods. We're looking at, you know, what the interest rate is.
Usually, the general rule of thumb is if you have an interest-free period, you're going to be paying higher rates. So if you never get around to paying off your credit card balance, don't have a credit card with 55 days interest-free, because you'll never get to use that interest-free period, but you will always be paying that higher interest rate on your purchases. So it's better to have a credit card where interest is calculated from the time you make the purchase, because the rates are generally lower. It'll work to your advantage. If you are the type of person that pays off the balance of the credit card every month, then go for the credit card with the interest-free period and the higher interest rate, because you pay it off on time, you've got the discipline to do it, you'll never pay that higher interest rate. Store cards, when you walk into your favourite store and they say, gee, have one of our store cards, you should feel privileged that we're offering it to you, well then look at the fine print and you'll see a lot of those store cards have an interest rate of 24%. Now that's a lot of money. It is better just to use your normal credit card than use a supposedly flash store card and pay through the nose. You know, they are the Ned Kellys of credit cards. So it's understanding how your card works and how it fits in to your finances, I think, is a really important first step.
And just finally, when we do realise that we do have a problem and we've got a number of cards, whether they be store cards, credit cards and all the rest, there are many people that are offering to consolidate all these different debts. Is that always a good thing?
The fundamental issue with consolidating your debt is making sure you then pay it down. And a lot of people say consolidate your credit card debt and say attach it to your home loan. So you might have $30,000 in credit card debt and they say put it on your home loan because your home loan is only 7.5% as against 16 to 24% for credit cards. Great idea, as long as you work hard to pay that $30,000 off as quickly as possible, because if you just leave it there for the term of the loan and treat it just like your home loan on your house, 20 years of interest at 7.5% is going to get you in, you'll end up paying more interest than 16% over 2 or 3 years and just tackling it straight away off your credit card. So now it all boils down, there's no easy way out. It boils down to the discipline of focusing and paying it off as quickly as possible. Home loans, simple thing to save a lot of interest on that. Talk to your bank or financial institution and say, I don't want to pay monthly, I want to pay fortnightly. If you pay fortnightly, cut something like 5 years off the term of your loan and a huge amount of interest is saved, because each year you actually make an extra payment by paying fortnightly because of the way the calendar works. If you can pay it weekly, then even better. So there are little tricks like that that you can sort of almost by stealth get on top of your debt and reduce it quicker.
Okay, Koshy, it's been great talking to you this morning. We hope that a lot of people will take you up on the idea of the debt diet and people will get their finances into better shape. And we'll see you on Channel 7 tomorrow morning.
Thanks, Rodney.
Thanks, bye.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, via the website sunshinefm.ws. All material is subject to copyright.